Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
What is this?
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Double L salute, what do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute,
you know,
man.
What do you do?
We throw it up.
We better hurt him with this.
Double L salute,
what do you do?
We throw it up.
It's the lawless world.
L salute,
what do you do?
We throw it up.
He ain't crazy.
L salute,
marked off.
To do what I do, cause it's a nigga that needs that I start, stars light, electric, especially back in the fan. I am, your sign for seven, if you want, I have to bang you anyway. The point that I'm making is lawless is never to listen to law. Any day, I'll take on whoever I test is the best, and that's just them all. I'm chasing the game, I'm all of the same, remember my name, you know the man. I'm flipping and twisting my style and my vision, precision, you pressing your rock as I can. Whatever it takes, I'm not giving a damn. In the sky, if you feel what I'm saying, then whip them up high.
Slow it up.
No leaning, no rocking, no depth, no super, no soda on side. No gimmicks, no mimics, no fans, no reason, no danger, no potential, no sense, no fleet. You're something bigger than what has become of the game. So put the two fingers to brain.
Lawless in the turn.
Double L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up,
throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute.
What do you do?
We throw it up,
throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute.
What do you do?
We throw it up.
The money man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Oh!
business? What's the business? What's the business? You already know what it is. Baby, it's the Chairman Lawless Radio's on live. Y'all know what to do right about now. Call a friend and tell a friend to bring about four or five friends so we can get it in. Next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come-up. Underground, unsigned, independent music, baby. You know how we get down. The Chairman and the Queen with a grit grind Wednesday. What's going on, Queen?
What's up, world? It's your girl, M.E. the Queen, also your Carolina Peach. Man, just glad to be living, man, on another Grit Grind Wednesday. Like you just said, Grit Grind Wednesday, and you know it. That's what it is every single Wednesday. Well, I mean, you know, I have a whole lot going on or whatever. I have, you know, been in the studio, been in the studio on Sunday, working on a project with Crime Mob, you know, some, you know, shout out Crime Mob, you know, coming back together and doing their thing. So I'm happy about that. And actually, I have a good, bad, and an ugly this week. My good is, you know, aside from being in studio and working on some new projects and getting all these, man, let me tell you, Chairman, I have so many emails with tracks from rappers or rap artists, you know, wanting me to write hooks and sing them. And I'm like, and record them, of course. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, and this one guy gave me, he sent me something yesterday from Texas, and I'm like, wow, this is just overwhelming. It's at least five guys. But they have multiple songs, so I'm like tripping on that. But you know, but at the same time, I pray God for it because you know He didn't have to do it. You know, they didn't have to come to me, but they did. So you know, shout out to them. You know, for you know who you are. Sent me tracks or whatever. I appreciate it and praise God. You know, for you know, just allowing me to be in this position to do this. But my my good is I released a lot of toxins in my body over, you know, the past week or what have you. So I'm happy about that.
Okay.
And like releasing toxins, you know, and you know I'm generalizing it now, but I have specific toxins that I'm speaking about. So, you
know, like you're talking about the Kraken. You're talking about release the Kraken.
toxins.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm releasing toxins. And my
well, you know what,
is,
Queen? What's
the
bad? What's the bad?
What's my bad? President Obama taking selfies at Nelson Mandela's funeral.
My bad. Ain't nobody involved selfies, is it?
I just, like, I'm just trying to picture the president of the free world taking pictures, selfies, no doubt, no less.
Hey, did he, was he throwing up the peace thing with the sideways, my face, smile?
Man, I don't think they released the pictures yet. But, you know, they've been talking about it, you know, all over, you know, the media. And yeah, I've heard it quite a few times today.
Kanye going to get them. Kanye going to get the pictures. He's going to be the first one to release them.
Oh, you know he is. And they actually going to release some pictures and stuff. And also they have footage of Michelle. Apparently, there was some chick that was sitting beside the president. That's just two of my bad. Some chick was sitting beside President Obama, and they were talking, I guess, excessively. And Michelle signaled for him to change seats. And it was all caught on, you know, it was live footage.
Hey.
So, yeah.
Michelle
they said
he ain't been
had
stay
that.
In your blue dress, baby. He only blue dress around here. He's going to be staying in this hood.
Okay, but you know what else they said? They said Michelle had that you F with my man look, I'm going to cut the look.
She said, okay, Olivia. She said,
free world.
That's what I'm saying. She said, Olivia, come in this office if you want to.
But you know what? She had a reason. She had a right to be, you know, to you know, be a little tomfoolish, you know, because, you know, he was talking excessive to another woman, so. You know, and she probably was, you know, probably was pretty. So, you know how women are. And
I'm saying, y'all let my president get some. Y'all better leave him alone. Him and Bill deserve they get.
But I hope if he does it, you know, and him and Beyonce get it on, which I think that probably may happen one day or if not already, you know, let them do it like Will and Jay.
He already. That's how Jay getting his stroke.
The last month in office and everything come out in the open and then, you know, he have all this media attention and you know, exiting the White House and the presidency seat. So, you know, let's see how that works out. But my my ugly was Mr. Mandela. We lost, I don't even want to call the man a man. We lost a being that spent 27, 28 years in prison because, you know, he stood by what he believed. And he, you know, he took the beatings. He took the sentence. You know, he did it, you know, and came out a winner. And almost single-handedly, you know, eliminated apartheid in South Africa. You remember those days back in the 80s, and that's all they talked about, in the early 90s as well.
Now, yeah, that's all I'm just about to tell you. I don't remember it. I remember them talking about it because
yeah,
I was
you hear
in the
about
caucus
it on
of my
TV
home.
TV shows incorporating it, right. like different worlds.
Right.
You know, they had the apartheid, you know, an episode with orange drink. You know, the company was selling an orange drink to Mr. Gaines. And what's the name found out, the company, contribute money to apartheid. So, yeah,
right.
A lot of shows are incorporating it into it. So, you know, it was just like,
right.
it was his time to go, and I understand. And, you know, at least he was a happy man. He's done everything he was supposed to do. He did his work on earth. I mean, ask the millions of people that worship him. You know, it's just like, you know, it's really not an ugly thing that he's gone. You know, I say it's ugly because, you know, it's sad that, you know, we lost someone that was so great
right,
at 95.
Right.
Almost
but it's, all, always, yeah, it's always bad to lose anybody.
Yeah.
It is,
yeah,
it is.
So.
But you know
well,
what,
that's,
though?
That's
let me cheer up your day. Last week I had my day. Last week I had the lovely women of the fourth quarter, and I had them all to myself. Well, this week, you get to have all the men. I ain't going to call them lovely. You get to have all the men of the fourth quarter. Baby is going down, y'all. Welcome, Rock. Welcome, Will. Welcome, Dave, to the show. What's going on, fellas?
What's
up,
Jim?
Thanks for having us.
Well, hey, it's nice to be here. And I am lovely, by the way.
You won't get me to say it.
Bought me beefcake.
I'm not as lovely as Will.
ROC here. Thank you for having us, TL. Appreciate it.
Yes. Look at that queen. I come very dim.
I got Ryan beefcake and all. All right.
Hey, you got the owner of the company, baby. You got the top of the line. You are in, baby.
I know. Now I'm feeling myself right now.
That's right. You
now
have
I'm
this air to the throne.
You can't tell me nothing. I'm on my Kanye right now because of this. I mean, I appreciate that.
There you go. Hey, y'all, welcome to the show, man. Thank y'all for taking time out your schedule to be with us tonight, man.
Absolutely.
Now, we appreciate you having us, TL. We appreciate it.
Hey, no doubt, man. I mean, I got to jump right in because, I mean, you know, I feel like I was all assed out, and I'm saying assed. I said assed as in A-S-K, assed out last week with the lady.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to be taking my sound bites. But I mean, I was all assed out last week with the ladies, man. I mean, I don't know how much more the guys can give me. I mean, I ask every question under the sun, but one of the things that I do want to touch on, and I mean, I really touched on it a lot with the ladies last week, was just the unity amongst the team, man. It just seems so overwhelming to me. You know, I'm checking the Facebook, the Twitters, you know, just all the communication between the groups, man. And, I mean, it does not seem to be anybody amongst the cast that does not seem to be thrilled and engaged in this project. You know, I mean, you know what, I kick off with you, Dave. You being the owner, Dave, you know, what do you attribute something like the energy and the chemistry that you see time after time with the communications between the cast members?
Well, you know, I got to say, when we sat down and had our first table read, it was the first time I'd ever had a chance to really meet the whole cast. Of course, I've worked with Tavares several times with a lot of projects on 480 Films. For some reason, they like me and keep asking me back for these things. And I've worked with Wardell a little bit on the film Greed. But just even during that first table read, everybody seemed to kind of click. I think the casting was spot on. I mean, you envision all these characters, and the person that you see is the person that was cast in the role. And the energy during that first table read was just beyond anything I've seen in a long time. And it was just – it really got me pumped up and excited. I think it's going to be a great series.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I'm going to throw this one off to Rock. Rock, introduce yourself and tell us about your character.
All right. Thank you. This is The Rock. First of all, I'd like to say what Dave said. That's awesome. I mean, the table reading, I saw so much, not only energy, but it seemed like the casting was spot on. Every single person, their part seemed like that was their part, and I was really taken away. But my part is Coach T's, It speaks of sort of what I do. I'm a professional bodybuilder. I've competed at the highest level. I've been as high as sixth in the world. I work with a lot of professional athletes as of right now on my own fitness center in Roswell. But my part is Coach Teagues. I'm a strength and conditioning coach. And I work with the special teams, and I'm a real motivator. I'm a real hard ass. So it blends in right with what we're doing. I keep everybody in shape. I'm working real closely with Coop and his rehab. We're getting him ready. You know, he's coming back. And but I'm a gym rat. You know, that's when I spend my time, you know, in the gym. I make sure all the players don't have any problems, no knick-knack injuries. You know, I'm known as one of the best trainers in the business. And also, you know, when somebody needs to hear something really – not only uplifting, but the truth, I don't hold back. You know, I just give it to them straight up, and I'm usually that guy to be not a pushover. I mean, I do everything the same way. I lead by example. You know, I'm married. You know, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't hang out. A lot of times the guys tease me about that a little bit, but I stick to my guns, and it shows not only my physique, but in the work that I do with all athletes.
There you go, Will, introduce yourself, man. Tell us about, hey, y'all gonna love this character. Introduce yourself, Will, and tell us about your character.
Well, my name's Will. I am indeed Jack Harper in the fourth quarter. I am the son of Ted Harper, a.k.a. Mr. David, in the room with us as well. I am what you call a sneaky little bastard.
Good casting right there.
Oh, absolutely. I make things interesting in the show. You know, no one knows what I'm up to, and if I do something, if it's good for business, and some people don't like it, and some people hate it. But I mean, I love the character. He goes out, he has fun. He's what you call a partier, which, you know,
right.
I'm of age, and so I've been out to clubs and bars, and so, you know, he kind of fits in a little bit, so, you know, I'm going to enjoy playing this character. And once I got the script for it and I started reading the character breakdown, you know, I said, wow, you know, I'm going to do really well with this guy, and I can't wait to get to know all the cast members, because when I first went in there, you know, I was pretty nervous, I'm not going to lie, because I didn't know anybody. I was new to this, and after the weeks have gone by, you know, it's almost like we've become a family almost. You know, we're getting to that point where we're going to get there, and, you know, we're just a family almost already, so I'm really excited to do this.
All right.
I have a question for all three of you. Is your first acting gig, or have you been doing acting for, you know, for a while? You know, you can answer however you want to answer, whichever.
You go ahead, David.
Yeah, I know. I did a lot of, and of course, I'm in my mid 40s now, so it's been a while. But back in high school and college, and after that, I did a lot of community theater. But I got out of it for a number of years because everybody tells you, well, you can't make a living as an actor. You got to get out, get a real job. Unfortunately,
right.
I have a real job that I enjoy now. But about 3 years ago, I got back into it, much because of Tavares Wilson and Marquita Baines and Marlo Gardner with 480 Films, who invited me to become a part of a project called Seven Deadly Sins. And since then, I'm thrilled. It's like every chance that I get to do this. I think I've got about 30 credits on my resume now. And it's just a wonderful thing to be able to step into all these different characters' lives. And I'm very excited about getting into the shoes of Ted Harper.
There you go. There you go. Hey, we got Nas. Nas and Jordan Dunks. We got Nas in. Nas, introduce yourself, man. Tell us about your character.
Hey. What up? This is Raheem, and I play the character Keith Miller on the new series, The Fourth Quarter.
All right.
There you go. There you go. Dave, did you get a chance to do something? Tell us about the big wig.
Yeah, well, I play Ted Harper, and he's the owner of the Atlanta Spartans football team. And Ted, he's kind of old Atlanta money. He basically inherited the team when his father died. But Ted's the type of guy that he, in spite of the fact that he already came into this thing with money, he's a hardworking guy and a successful businessman in his own right. He owns a chain of restaurants called Harper Seafood and actually ran for the mayor of Atlanta one time and was doing fairly well. But then his wife got cancer, and he pulled out of the mayoral race to help take care of her. Unfortunately, she died. And Ted had several very successful seasons with the Spartans and has done a great job of filling the stadiums. But when Mary, his wife, died 2 years ago, his focus kind of shifted, and he started focusing more on the win, and kind of let the people skills and all the other things fall by the wayside. And in a lot of regards, it hurt the team. We had a couple bad seasons. So it's going to be interesting to see Ted kind of figure all this out and try to get back on his feet and find balance in his life without destroying the football team.
There you go, man. Don't that sound good? The whole everything. Yeah, that sounds good. Just to me.
Sounds very
it's
interesting.
Like, hey, so you sit out and watch.
Right, sounds very interesting.
Right. Real good. Hey, let me throw this one out for Nas. Throw it out for Nas. Nas, when going into a project like this, you know, just seeing that it's been so many different football shows and things out there, you know, what is the approach you take on this one to distance yourself or to try to keep yourself away from being, you know, tainted, you know, like those other shows that have come and gone?
Okay. As far as something like this, I'm looking for basically originality, you know, something that's not in any other type of genre like this. We've been seeing a lot of football series, you know, coming out lately. You've had several, and they're all basically the same. Basically the same type of, type of characters, you know. You got your one football player that they're really focusing on and, you know, not the whole team. So basically, you know, when I went into this, I read the script and realized that it's not just about one person. It's about an array of people, you know, and it makes a difference. Because when you have a situation where you're dealing with more than one person or two people, if you will, it makes the storylines and it makes the show more interesting to watch. So, basically that's what, you know, it's like sucked me in. Because it's not just about one or two people. It's about, you know, a lot of people, you know, a whole cast just about within the storylines. So, you know, it makes a difference, man. It's nothing like you've ever seen before. Nothing at all.
Good stuff.
Right.
Go ahead. Respond to the queen. As far as acting for myself, being a professional bodybuilder, I've competed, traveled all over the world, been in front of large, you know, huge crowds. I've done a Georgia Lottery commercial that was released a while back that really got me interested in thinking, you know, maybe when I stopped competing, you know, I would take into doing a little acting. And I met Wardell and Bars, the guys, real hardworking guys. Wardell trains with me, actually, and got to meet Nas, David, Will, you know, and just so many more of the cast members. And it just pumped me up to say, you know, you know, I make time out of my business schedule. I do run a business, have employees, but I still want to take and try and, you know, give as much as I can, not only to this project, but to future projects also. So I'm very excited about this project.
That's what's up.
Right. That is the deal.
It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing.
No,
right, it is.
Yeah. It is. I mean, when you meet with everybody, you know, just the energy level, and I mean, just when you go through the post, if you guys haven't gotten the opportunity to do it yet, go to the fourth quarter page on Facebook. Go through all of this, and this is something here I gotta ask about, and I'm gonna throw this one out there because I see it. You know, being the inside and outside, I'm looking at it, and it's something. The team has their own trading cards. Come on,
yeah.
Yeah.
The team has their own trading cards.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Wow.
It's pretty sick. Yeah.
The way the approach went, man, for this thing is like, it's unreal. It's really unreal. And, you know, that's what sinks you in, man, because, like, right out the box, you see that there's a difference. You know, man, look, I'm telling you, it's nothing in comparison to what's going on here. This is just the beginning, man, and already out the gate, we knocking heads off, you know? We knocking heads off.
Right.
O-F-F. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I've never seen nothing like it, like I said. And I came on board as a character also, and I'm in collaboration with 480 Films, Extreme Films. And I'm going to be honest with you, man, the camaraderie, man, with everybody on the team, you know, not just the crew, but the cast. I mean, I've never seen a cast, man, in my whole entire career doing films come together like this. It's unreal,
right,
bro. It's really unreal.
That's incredible.
Right. Right. Now I gotta ask. I already asked this of the ladies. I'm gonna go to Will. I mean,
hello.
Just the camaraderie. What do you do personally to keep yourself as a divine member of it? Because I mean, it you can't just have, you know, one person being positive, and that makes the whole team positive. I mean, everybody's got to come in every day with that focus, with that drive, with that determination, you know, with that desire and everything. What do you do for yourself personally to keep yourself as, you know, as positive as the team has been through all of the interactions I've seen with the cast and crew?
Well, every day, you know, I'll either do a tweet, Facebook status, or, you know, Instagram or something, and I'll tag everybody in it and make sure, you know, we're still positive, hanging in there. And, you know, it's just one of these things where you have to wake up blessed because you got these roles, and you know that this is going to go somewhere. And, you know, everyone's, I think, on the same page, and, you know, everyone's just thrilled to be in the same project and getting the thrill to work with this. And, you know, just keeping everybody in the statuses and, you know, Facebook pictures when you tag them, and, you know, you want to say a comment below their comment or something like that just to keep it going and keep everybody's momentum going. And so it's a thrill, and, you know, that's what I have
yeah.
most fun doing right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right.
It's like,
you
wake up in the morning, man, you be like, man, I got to tag, I got to promote.
Right.
I mean, it's almost like a drug. Everybody can vouch for this, man. It's almost like a drug, man. Like,
tagging,
man,
is addictive.
Exactly. I mean, like I said earlier, man, it's no other project, man. I mean, I've done a lot of projects, and But I'm talking about as far as a cast as a whole, man. Like, you get some people within the projects that promote, but, man, I'm talking about the whole cast is sick. They are sick with it. And I'm like, I'm goddamn, look, wow. I'm telling you, man, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, dang, I wonder who's going to post first.
I'll be like, look, I wonder who's going to post.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. So I'm like standing by just waiting for the post to pop out. And I'll be trying to get them out before they do.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey,
I've been involved in a few projects, and the response to this so far has just been phenomenal. I mean, I'm seeing so much more on Facebook and Twitter than virtually anything I've ever been involved with. And I've done a couple network things that were fairly decent-sized projects, but this really has taken on kind of a life of its own, and it's really amazing to see the support that we've had for it, because I think people kind of sense that this is going to be great, and everybody wants to kind of be along for the ride. So it's been phenomenal.
Right. And for my people out there want to see what the fuss is about. You want to get out there. You want to meet the cast, the crew. You want to see what's going on with these guys that have their own players' trading cards. Man, y'all got to come out, man. December the 14th, 8 p.m. It is going down. RSVP right now. If you're on Facebook, we got it. Go ahead.
I'm saying it. Yeah,
you
RSVP ASAP.
Yeah, if you can't find us on Facebook, if you go to the show's website, which is still kind of under construction, but it's thefourthquarter.tv, there is a link to our Facebook page, so you can go right there, and there'll be all the information about the red carpet event that's happening this Saturday night. So I think it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. We're going to have a DJ and drinks and food and all that stuff. So it's going to be phenomenal. You get to meet the whole cast and learn more about the show. So,
I can't wait. There you go.
Yeah. Let me give y'all that information. My people, they got a pen near you. My people that's going to listen to this replay, make sure y'all are there December 14th, starting at 8 p.m. The address is the 480 Studios. Congratulations again, on the studios. This is something else. But 4401 Commerce Circles, Atlanta, GA. Let me give y'all that zip code so y'all can get your GPS on point, and that is 30336, man. Y'all going to see the chairman and the queen all in there looking all kind of sexy.
Sir?
Yes, I am. I am going to be in there looking all kind of sexy. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute now. Let me throw this one out there for y'all. You know, we've been introducing them to the guys. Did I tell y'all the chairman is one of the cast members? Oh, yeah, the chairman is all up in the TV show. The chairman, I'm all up in the TV show. Let me get my actor's voice on.
Yes, I am T.L. Lewis,
and I play Coach Rhodes. I am the defensive coach. I'm a great guy. I'm a Gemini. If you ladies are looking for me, don't look for me at the party, though, because my wife going to be there, and I don't want to get nobody shaped, and I ain't trying to give no time or nothing like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn, Michelle, I hope she ain't listening tonight.
You have a Michelle Obama.
She's a Michelle Obama. You got to move. No, but
baby,
you know
I'm going to kill him when he gets home.
She know I'm tripping. I ain't even serious.
But you do a good job though, man, as a coach though. You do a good job, man. Did that little that filming that night, man. And you know what's crazy, man? Like the coaches, like the way that they pick these characters, these people to play these characters, man, is like it's authentic. Like I'm like.
Yeah.
When I was filming, I like saw the three coaches that were there: the head coach, the two coaches, the defensive and the offensive. And I'm like, man, this is gonna be really sick, man, because like nobody's really doing it like that. They're not doing it like that.
And I mean, honestly, I do gotta take I'm taking my hat off to the
past because, again, you know, watching the camaraderie and just watching the interaction and everything and the way that everybody's together, and, I mean, just watching these different characters and things.
Man.
You know, but at the same time, you know, I have really got to take my hat off to Tastin because, I mean, honestly, you know, when
yeah.
you guys come out on the 14th, you'll get a chance to see exactly what I'm talking about. You know, when you're
yeah.
talking to, like, Will, when you're talking to Will, I call him, you know, deranged Bud Bundy, you know, because he reminds you of a bratty brother that is conniving and up to something. You know, when you meet Dave, you know, Dave looks like that owner of the team. You know, when you meet Rock
yeah.
looks like that, hey, go ahead, you know, everybody as you meet them.
I just say that I'm
Ted Bundy.
The only questionable.
I'm just trying to make sure this analogy is on point. I'm just trying to. I got to get over it.
Hey, Lord, check it, right? But you know what else is good about this project, man?
Is the
sexiness. I want to say
yeah.
shout out right. to the women of fourth quarter, man, because
yes.
them. Oh my. Man, look, what are you talking about?
Sexy.
I want to holler. I want to say a shout-out to Talia, you know what I'm saying, Jules Noble, Stephanie, you know what I'm saying, Raquel. Man, look, it's all the women that are on fourth quarter. It's off the chain, man. It's a
there
beautiful
you go.
Thing. It's a beautiful thing. Like I said,
Let me do my Wayne's
yeah,
World, y'all.
Do your Wayne's World.
To the women of fourth quarter, Shy Wing. There you go. We got to get it in.
Hold on. Chairman, I think there's some question going on because I heard some blushing in his voice. It's like he's smiling and you know.
Ain't no question.
I'm not wanting to start trouble. I'm not wanting to spread rumors. But he said to me his name was first, and it was almost like a sparkle in your voice. So, you know.
Hey, I want all y'all to say right now.
We are live. This is a big grind show. So, you know, you got to put it out there. Sure, we want to know.
Hey, hold that thought, y'all. Let me pay some bills. I'm going to come right back, and I want to find out who's blushing around here, all right?
No doubt.
That'll work.
Well, here we go again. Yeah.
That you're thrilling me. Every time I look in your eyes, this ain't just a physical thing. I'm making good love to your mind. I'm having deja vu from dreams of you.
The first show without you. Gotta face the crowd. I hope the lights are down and let the music drown out the thought of you. All these girls don't rock my world. No, not the way that you used to. There goes our song. Ooh, it's been too long. I'm running, but I can't escape you. Like you're right here beside me. The way you work the floor, it makes me want you more. Ooh, I want your body against me. These girls are dancing like crazy, but nothing like you, my baby. I'm missing the magic we made on the dance floor. My hands around your hips, like I barely got a grip. Ooh, I miss your body against me.
This is your girl, Macy Gator, repping Phoenix, Arizona, and I got it locked on Lawless Radio.
Hey, that's what it is, man. Where else would you have it locked at? Man, this is great Grind Wednesday. Support your local come on. Lawless Radio, the Chairman and the Queen, man. Make sure y'all tune in later on tonight. Your man, B-Mo Slim, Lawless Radio After Dark. Gloves off the chain. Y'all know how it goes down on Lawless Radio After Dark. Catch your man, Buck, tomorrow night. 8 p.m. doing the same thing, baby, supporting your local come up. Ending that week, man, or beginning that week, however you look at it. It'll be Mel Lawless, Saturday Night Lawless Radio After Dark, and Duck and Dr. Buckhalter on Sundays, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in, man. Thank y'all for all the love, all the support. Hey, man, we're talking right now with the cast, the male cast. We had the female cast last week. This week we got the male cast of the hit show Fourth Quarter. Hey, now, we were talking about some blushing and all that. Who's blushing around here? Who you heard blushing, Queen? Put them on blast. Who you heard?
Hey, I was, you know, listening, spectating, and all I know is you were talking about the ladies and it appeared that, you know, his temperature was rising a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's very complimenting, and, you know, and I can hear the smile in his voice. So it's a beautiful thing, you know? A man that recognizes when beautiful things, you know, are in front of him or occur, you know, that's a good thing. But, you know, I also observe, you know, like.
I'm calling TMZ. I'm calling TMZ. I'm telling them. I'm going to call TMZ,
right now.
I'm telling this romance in the air. We finna start our own rumors.
We finna start our own rumors. Well,
right.
Talia Hill, I know you're probably listening. You know, your name was called first. That's all I can say. And there was a really, really big smile as he said, Talia, Talia.
Look at you. Now, these are gorgeous women. Hey, man.
Yeah,
hey.
It's a lot of sexiness.
It just comes out in the photos. Again, if y'all haven't gotten the opportunity to check out the photos to get familiar with the cast and everything for the show, man, y'all go to the Fourth Quarter fan page, the Facebook page, and if you haven't done so already, hit the events page up, man, RSVP, man. I definitely want to see y'all there. This is going to be something you're not going to want to miss, man. We're talking about a meet and greet, and this is something, you know, that I won't say is unheard of, but I personally haven't heard of it. But we're talking about a TV show telling you, hey, y'all come on out, party with us, but also bring us y'all resume and headshots. We may have room for you on this show.
And no question.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, it's an ongoing series. It's an ongoing project. And, you know, being a series, you got to have your guest stars. You know, you got to have a variety of people on board standing by, you know, whenever that character, you know, arises. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing.
But you know what it says to me, though, honestly? What it says to me is there's a plan for longevity. When you're doing it like that, you're not planning, hey, let us go in and see what we can do off this one series, this one season here, and if we make it, we make it, and if we don't, hey, God help us. There's a no.
Right.
This one season, we've seen beyond it already. We know this season is in the wraps. Everything is done. We're looking at the seasons beyond. So that right there in itself is impressive.
Exactly. Hey, Lawless, look, man.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Lawless, I just want to say, man, I want to send shots out also, man, to Tavares and Wardell. I'm going to keep it 100. When they got at me, Extreme Films, man, it was like, nah, we want you to, you know, come on board and work with us on this project we got. I'm going to keep it 100, man. Like, nobody's really doing that in the A, bringing on people, you know, for projects that are, I mean, people, you know, get at you, but not to a certain, you know, not to a certain extent. And when I read the script, man, I thought, you know, because before they, you know, I read the script, I was like, oh, man, here we go. Let me see what they got. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people, we want you to do this and do that, and the product's going to be 100. And when they, you know, brought me on board and I read the script, man, I was like, you know what? This is sick. This is, like, really ridiculous. And we had the same mind frame, like, Like, I've been doing this for a minute, right? 3 years, you know what I'm saying? And I've done enough within 3 years to know what's right and what's wrong. And we was on the same level spiritually and, you know what I'm saying, on the way to go about doing this thing. And, like, when he was like, we ain't doing no red carpet like you think we doing a red carpet. You know, like, people want to do a project and just do a red carpet and show it, and that's it. You know, and I'm done with that, man. I'm done with doing red carpets after you do a film and you don't know where the heck the film gonna go from there. But when he when we sat down, you know, yeah, I'm serious, man. We
it makes
sat down.
It does.
Like, I get tired of doing film, and let's have a red carpet and show our film we did. Don't nobody want to do that. That's old, man. I'm so done with that. So when we was on that same level as far as that goes, that took me to where I needed to be mindsetfully for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so
right.
I just know it's gonna it's gonna go where it needs to go because everybody on the same level. Ain't no egos. Ain't nobody doing
right.
that in the A, man. Everybody got an ego.
Right.
You know, and that's what you
right.
get tired of. You're tired of dealing with people with egos, man, because they think they're better than you. But nobody's like that. Everybody's on the same level. We all trying to make it together, and that's what I like about the crew.
Absolutely.
I'm not even the cast of the show, you know. I'm not even the cast of the show. I've never read the script, but I'm excited about it. You know, I've become a fan of the fan page, but beyond that, looked at the pictures, and I'm really excited about the project because it just seems like it really is going to be something more than a one-season type situation. I think it's
right.
going to go to higher heights. I really do. And
right.
me being a spectator, me being, in the audience and you know, a moviegoer, you know, and a show watcher and you know, TV watcher, I think, you know, it's really going to go somewhere. Because I've been on a TV show myself, and I actually cast for another TV show coming up this year, Prince's Place. We're in pre-production. And, you know, I'm more excited. It's like I'm excited about my project, but I'm just as excited about this project as I am the project I've done. So that's the goal.
That's it. Hey, that was a good thing. Hey, man, we got to wrap up this hour, man. We got the next four cast members getting ready to come on, man. Hey, let's go around the table. Hey, Dave, tell everybody, man, how they can support you, man. Give them your social networks and all that good stuff, man.
Well, you can check out my website at pdavidalexander.com, and I'm also on Facebook at pdavidalexander.com. And, of course, go to the fourth quarter website at www.thefourthquarter.tv or our Facebook page and support this project. Tell your friends to like our Facebook page and get involved as well because this is really going to be a cool thing. I'm more excited about this than I've been about anything in a long time, so it's going to be a great series.
That's what's up.
That is grand. Hey, Will, how can they support you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, anybody that has Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, type in Will Jezerosh. And the last name's pretty dang hard, so all you have to do is just start off by saying you're spelling J-E-Z, so you're good to go there. So, yeah, I'm available all three of those, and like Jay said, just go to the fourth quarter fan page on Facebook, like it, and just keep updated with us.
There you go. Hey, Rock, how can they support you?
Well, you can, if you're on Twitter, it's TheRealRock202. You can go to my Facebook page, Rashid Shabazz. And like I said, just follow the project. Get on the Facebook page, the fourth quarter. Like the page, and just come out. I mean, the best way to support is to come out on Saturday night. We're supporting also a good cause. You'll get to see a lot of people, have some fun. And actually you really get to see and mingle with the people that are actually doing this project and see what the energy is all about. Why everybody's saying that they feel so good and like it. You won't know it until you're in the room and hanging out. So come on out Saturday night. We're going to be doing it big. My people that are listening that's on there, you know we're rolling in a limo, so y'all make sure y'all on time at the night.
I hear you, baby, for cash money. Hey, Nas. Yo. Man, I'm sorry, man.
It's like this, man. I ain't coming up in no limo. I'm rolling up in a Bugatti.
He's rolling up in a Bugatti.
So y'all can reach me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? My Facebook, Nasir Rahim, is filled up. So you can go to Actor Nasir Rahim on Facebook, Actor Nasir Rahim on Instagram, Actor Nasir Rahim on Twitter. And, man, look, you know, hit the fourth quarter page up, man. It's going to be for a great cause, the Genesis Genesis Homeless Shelter. It's going to be a beautiful thing, man. Come out, see the camaraderie. see the love that's between the cast and the crew, and just have a good time. And shout out to Marlo and shout out to Melinda. You know what I'm saying? They're doing a great job, man, holding it down.
Hey, Nas, if you're going to be in a
right.
Bugatti.
Shout out to Wardell, Tavares, Marlo, the whole cast, everybody behind the production, on top of it, you, Nas, everybody.
Yeah.
There you go.
Definitely. Definitely.
Hey, I got to see if I can get Nas to pick me up.
Get him to pick up in the Bugatti. Hey, man, don't nobody ask me, I'm pulling up on the model. Hey, look, it don't matter. Just get there. It don't matter.
Long as you here, baby. Long as you here.
There you go. Hey, man, I got to thank y'all, man. Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for hanging out, man. Hey, y'all, man. Hey, just as fun as we always had the shows, man. I love it, man. That's what I'm saying, man. I love real people, man. That's what make our shows pop, man. I mean, man, I give up a lot of credit to the people that come on, man. I mean, you know, getting on here and stuff, man, and just actually getting it out, man, painting those pictures. And that's what it's about, man. It's about painting those pictures for the listening audience because, again, you're not there to see, hear, smell, touch, taste, or none of that. They try to, they make it as clear as they can, man, with these words, man. And again, if you have not done so yet, man, go over to the Fourth Quarter page on Facebook and see what I'm talking about. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the player trading cards and things, man. I mean, just look at the interactions, you know, between the Facebook responses, the Twitter responses. And, I mean, Queen, I can't lie to you, honestly. You know, I'm not an actor or anything, so I am overmatched, you know, for any project that I get involved in, you know, but when people bring, you know, that level of excitement, that level of enthusiasm, you know, that drive, that determination, you know, that's something I can do, you know, so I feel like, okay, I'm in good company, you know, this is stuff that I can do. You know, I may not be able to out-act anybody there, but I know, you know, if you put that 100 determination on the table, you put that 100 focus on the table, you know, we can sit here and we can play spades all day. I can go match, match, match. And that's what I love about, you know, the people within the project, you know, is that being put on the table, you know, people actually going forward. You know, like I say, you know, it was a freezing Sunday night. Everybody remember what that weather was like. And I didn't get a chance to say it to my man Nas, but he's recording the football hits because they actually got out there and they played football. So my people listening, these are not clips that they took from somewhere else, you know, somebody else playing football. These cast members actually played football. And my man Nas is laying on this cold ground. Now my feet is frozen, and they stuck to the ground almost. This cat, man, is laying on the ground. He's trying to get the best footage, man. Him and Rodney, I mean, they're all in the middle of the action, almost getting ran over. I thought one of them was going to get knocked in the damn woods. I was like, man, we got to leave, man, if they kill, bro, man. I ain't trying to be a witness. But, I mean, they got down like that. And you get down for something like that when you really feel it, when you really love it, when you really believe in it, you know. So definitely a shout-out to them for that one there. I didn't get a chance to say it to Nas while he's on the show, but, I mean, definitely, man. I mean, they got out there, man. Hey, I'm going to give y'all some music. We're going to wait for this next foe to call in, and we're going to go in. I'm going to have my man T. Y'all know every time I get T on the show, man, I like to put him on the spot, man. So I'm going to put him on the spot again, man. Y'all listening to Grit Grind with the Chevy. No, no, hold on. Before I go to music, Queen.
Yeah.
Queen.
Yeah.
I had a Kanye moment this week.
Oh, my God. OMG.
Tell me. You heard Kanye say that he is this generation's Mandela. Please tell me you heard that.
Actually said he would be a better leader than Nelson Mandela as well.
Please tell me.
That part of it.
Please tell me. I was under the influence of Molly's and Patron and crack and all the above, and I didn't hear what I thought I heard.
You were under,
No, you're under the influence of the Kardashian. The Kris Jenner the Kris Jenner spell. I'm so sorry it happened to you.
The Kardashian influence got me.
I never thought they would get a hold of you. I'm just like in shock now.
They got me. I'm being mesmerized. I'm drawn in. I'm going to start speaking with a British accent.
Carry on. And you'll be talking about yourself.
Good show. Hey, here we go, y'all, man. Hey, speaking of, y'all saw the hashtag, man. We've been around here telling y'all game over, you know, but Piano said game's up. So I'm digging it. Game's over, game's up. Whichever one it is, man, we definitely here playing ball, man. Fourth quarter, all right?
Yeah, this your boy Piano Man repping law. Let's entertainment. Y'all ain't gonna like me for this one. Get your game up for your Dr. Lawless. Get your game up, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, playtime's over, boy. Lawless, get it.
Say you got game.
If you got game,
then keep it high.
Say you got swag.
If you got swag,
then keep it high. Before you step up,
get your weight up, keep it high.
Now what you reppin', throw the mail up in the sky.
Game up, high, get your weight up,
high,
get your swag up,
high,
put your hands up.
Niggas in the world like planes and chains.
Same old, bust to the brain.
Get your game up,
high, get your weight up,
high,
get your swag up,
high,
put your hands up.
Ain't too many can hang with us. Real talk, y'all don't sing to us. Label us lawless. ATLAGCA. But a law will never take a lie. If you know me, I'm taking a dime. Taking a sip and taking a drive. Kinda like a DUI. But it's not your influence I'm driving under. I see you trying, but my game is mine like SS numbers. Hey, I got swag locked. That goes identity stuff. Look around and it seems there's no identities left. My ears are hurting, my vision's blurry, eyes are red. Like I'm a witness to a long game of Simon said. Now look, America, your job is not a fine assignment. And here's the hint, he's a half-plank, half-rhyming. Think he's a heavyweight, and that he rules the nation. I say he's out of shape, and his news hallucinating. These hits I'm used to making, they may be new to you. My game be booted up, more than your computer do.
Say you got game,
if you got game,
then keep it high.
I say you got swag,
if you got swag,
then keep it high. Before you step up, get your weight up, keep it high. Now what you reppin', throw the mail up in the sky.
Get
you
up, high,
get your weight up,
high,
get your swag up,
high,
put the hands up.
Niggas in the world like planes and chains.
Same old, bust to the brain.
Get your game up,
high, get your weight up,
high,
get your swag up,
high,
put the hands up. Turning up a thermostat. Yeah, I keep it hot. Have you asked me what a firm is at? Dog, I'm 98.6. Funny, your concern is that all his thoughts are high. It's the wonder he don't burn his ass. Game time combined. All y'all power. I spit fire if I ate Mario flowers. Green mushroom, get a life for instead, son. Take my advice and grow up with the red one. Dog, I'm one up and I don't need fire flowers. I'm invincible like yellow star power. Yellow is the color of all y'all cowards. I'm too sweet, but I'm keeping all y'all sour. I got my game face, I'm at the coin toss. You can't beat us, might as well join Lawless. In addition to your agony of defeat, take the agony of my lyrics with the agony of the beat.
Say you got game,
if you got game,
then keep it high.
Say you got swag,
if you got swag,
then keep it high. Before you step up, get your weight up, keep it high. Now what you reckon, throw the mail up in the sky.
Get
you
up,
get your weight up,
high,
get your swag up,
high, put
the hands up.
Niggas
in the world like planes and chains.
Same old,
bust to the brain.
Get your game up,
high, get your weight up,
high,
get your swag up,
high,
put the bells up.
Niggas
in the world like planes and chains.
Same old,
bust to the brain.
Man, that sounds like the perfect intro, baby. That is the perfect intro, man. Ain't no games being played. Fourth quarter coming. Running, nose tackling, snatching foods, doing all that good stuff right there. So why not? Games up, baby. Y'all can hang it all up, man. This is what's about.
bearing more gifts, Queen. I got three more. And I got grin on guys this time. I got the people out on the ground knocking people out. I got the players on the show now. What's going on? I got T. What's down, Christian? What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the show.
What's up, man?
Thanks
for having me, man.
Yeah. Man, no, man. Hey, thank y'all for taking that time, man. Y'all know I got T on, man, so I got to do it, man. I got to do it real quick, man, because T-Man going to that humble spell, man. And I mean, this is the most humblest of brothers. This is the most humblest of brothers I have ever met, man. And
man,
I have got to do it to him, man. Because He would not take credit for not one doggone thing. T can help a million people across the street, and you say, hey, T-Man, good job. No, folk, man. They was walking on their own. I was just there. You would not take credit for nothing. Hey, that's a good song, T. No, folks, you know, my man made the tracks. You know, I just went in the studio and laid it down. You would not take credit, man. Hey, man, I ain't trying to put you on blast, bro, man. That's the thing I appreciate the most about you, man. I respect it the most about you, man. You being exactly who it is you are, man. So I definitely got to commend you for that, man. And while I got you here, man, I have got to say congratulations, man. 480 has had an impressive year, man. It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, man. I am glad that the blessings that have been bestowed upon you have found themselves your way, man. You have really been working, man. You and the team have been working, man. But, I mean, definitely, man, I am proud of you, man. And I can't say enough, man, how glad I am, you know, and seeing these things come your way, man. I mean, it's been some years, man, and, I mean, you have been dedicated to your vision, man, and you have stuck to your guns, man, and you have really walked the walk. You have talked the talk, man, and you have put it all on the line, man. So my hat off to you, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. You know, Lawless is definitely, you know, our family, and we appreciate every opportunity that we get to share this moment with everybody. You know, you know, as always, it ain't about, you know, one particular person. You know, the team definitely deserves it. I'm very proud of them. And, it, you know, like you said, man, it's been a great year, man. I can't really, you know, I mean, that's like the best way you can really put it. It's been a great year for us. It's been a blessed year, I should say. And, you know, we're just going to keep on working and keep doing what we got to do. And, you know, hopefully we can be a blessing to other people.
Big time. And I said, this is it right here, man. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to throw it out there to the big man, Waddell. I mean,
when people are
looking at this stuff, man, I don't think people are going to believe that that's y'all out there actually playing football, man. I mean, was this like a strategy? Did this just happen, man? I mean, you know, how did that come about, man? Who said, hey, we don't really play football? We not going to put no clips. We don't really play football, man. Who came up with this idea, man? And was anybody in the back room saying, no, not me.
Nah, you know what, man? You know what? The brains behind this whole thing is Tavares, man. But, you know, he came to me a long time ago, sat down. You know, we talked about he told me what he had in mind and everything. And we were like, dude, we really going to do this, man. We're going to go all the way with this. Whatever we do, I have worked with Tavares on a couple of projects, and no matter what we do, man, we go all the way out. Like, it don't matter what's going on, what time of day it is. If we commit to it, we do it. And that's just what it is, man. So when we hit that field, man, we didn't care how cold it was. Some of us was freezing. We couldn't feel our hands. We couldn't feel our feet. Man, we was going in, bro. You know what I mean?
I got to throw this out to Kristen, man, because this brother, man, I got to take my – for player of the game, he has got my nod. He's got my vote, player of the game. This cat was sick. He was coughing up a lung. He was looking like he needed to be coughed up most of the time. But he
beginning to end. The weather did not make him run it. Hey, man, hey, y'all, man, we knew it. This ain't going to happen today. Hey, man,
right.
Bro, man, what was it about the project, man, that just made you say, man, hey, I got to get this body, man. It's just another day at the office, man. What was it about the project that did it for you, man?
It's really about the cast and the crew. When I got the call and said, you know, hey, you were supposed to for this project, and I got the script, and we went to the table read, and we all connected in such an amazing way. It was a beautiful thing. And so when I knew that we were filming this, and it was cold as no tomorrow out there. I mean, I was just getting over the flu, really. I was freezing my butt off, but being out there and seeing everyone and seeing how dedicated they were, because, you know, we had guys out there that they're not, you know, going to be a full-time part of the show. They're out there for a promo video, and they're busting their ass, and they're freezing it off, and they're, you know, they're going hard. And seeing that, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, I bitched out a few times and I ran to the car, but I didn't want to be dying on the field. Going out there and just giving my all, this is truly what I love to do. So if I love it, I'm going to give it my all, and that's what I had to do.
And, I mean, you gave it, bro, man. I got to throw this one to T, because, I mean, so much has been said, man, about the casting, the unity of the group, man, just the tight-knit family feel that the cast has, you know, and how everybody fit in the pieces. You know,
right.
Being at the head of the table was, you know, was it just a plan laid out that fell together, or did you individually just grab the right puzzle pieces? I mean, that's the best way to say it. Did you just grab the right puzzle pieces, or was it just straight orchestrated?
I think it was a little bit of both. The whole team, we were very strategic at people that we were looking at, but sometimes you just don't know. And this is one of those puzzles that just came together, and it was like, whoa. You know, it's like undeniable. Since I've been doing this, I have never had a cast like this. And it re-energized me. And I'm just like, okay, now I see how it can really work. And I won't accept anything less going forward. Like, this cast has been the best cast I've ever had by far. And it just happened like that. Like, you don't know. You know, sometimes, you know, people are great actors and things like that, but there's so many different other projects going on in Atlanta. They kind of jump around to different things. But the way that this cast has gravitated to this project and just pushed and pushed and pushed, I mean, it's crazy, man. Like, I can't even really take credit for that. Like, it was a team thing. We got lucky. You know, a lot of it was blind luck and just a huge blessing. Like, the pieces were just there. And the way that everybody was coming, like, we cast somebody, and then, like, a couple of days later, Ward would be like, hey, I got this actress. Check her out. And then it was just coming together like that. And it was like, whoa. And then a lot of people I had never worked with before, and I wanted to work with them. And it was just, you know, like Nas said in an earlier segment, it's no egos. Like, everything is just kind of perfect.
Right. Right.
It's a good look.
Right. Yeah, just to piggyback off that, man, you know, I think when you doing what God wants you to do, man, and you following the footsteps, bro, like, I mean, it's nothing that can go wrong, man. Like, we just, everything that we was doing from day one, man, it just, like, everything just fell into place. You know, everybody, you know, the last interview you had, they were talking about the table read and stuff. It was insane, the chemistry in there. You know what I mean? And everybody just gelled together. Everybody just felt good. You know, afterwards, man, it was just like everybody met and just instantly became a family.
It's inspiring, man. Like, I don't want this cast to go anywhere. I hope we can do 10, 12 seasons. Like, it's inspiring to be around them, you know, just to be around them and to be able to write for them and just like, yo, how you know, let's just keep going. Let's just keep doing it, because it's like it's some really good people, man, and they're very talented, and they own these characters. I don't see any other actor or actress in these characters. They own it. They are those people. Like, we're living these lives. And the photo shoot was just another example of that, man. Like, we had a great time.
Yep.
And it was just a real good look, man. So everybody that's on this cast, like, it is a family. It's a big deal. And we treat it as such. And I'm just like, nah, like, I get up in the morning trying to see who then posted what and, you know, kind of go from there. It's great, man.
Right. Hey, let them grab this phone call, man. We got the man Mississippi Red, man, calling from Milwaukee. Mississippi, what's going on, bro?
What up, Chairman?
What's happening, man?
What up? How you doing, Chairman?
Good. I'm doing all right.
That's good. You know what? I wouldn't mind having a part in that series.
There you go. Hey, you know what to do, Mississippi? Hey, man, go to the Fourth Quarter fan page. Like it. The contact information and everything is there, man. I wouldn't mind seeing you.
Okay,
I wouldn't mind seeing you there either, man.
Wait a minute. Where do I need to go? What website?
You need to go to the fourthquarter.tv.
I mean, I've been loving this everything y'all was talking about. I just want to
thank. Hey, we appreciate that, man.
All right,
yeah,
now,
Sean.
All right, now. Hey, you stayed up, Mississippi, man. All right, now, bro. Hey, man, we got an 864-612 calling in. Who we got on the line?
I learned how to brush.
Oh, we might be eavesdropping on something, y'all. Hold on. Let's see what we got. We all in somebody's business. Live on the air.
864,
hey,
what we got?
Hey, we're going to witness no murder, so let me go ahead and put that back on mute. Somebody's about to get down on somebody. Or they might be about to do something. I ain't trying to hear all that on the radio. Hey, man.
Right.
Hey, this little girl's calling in. Mayor Lawless, what's going on, baby? What's happening?
Hey, hello.
Hey.
How
hello.
Are you all doing this evening? Hello. Hey, baby. Hey, queen. The only thing I really wanted to say is I'm so proud of you, TL. Queen, I'm so proud that, you know, I hear that you right there. And I love everything that y'all doing with the Fourth Quarter. And Tia, I already know I got his back, so I'm going to push that. I'm going to be the number one fan, too. So y'all
there
don't get
go.
Mad.
There you go. Milwaukee in the house. All right, look good. Hey, you stay right there. Look at that. Come on now. Now, I got to throw this back out. I'm going to throw this one out to you, whatever. Okay, we're talking about people in support of the product. And right now, it's honestly been word of mouth. It's been a lot of word of mouth, and a lot of positive words have gotten, you know, people strong onto the product. What do you attribute something like that to?
I contribute that to dedication, man, and commitment. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people love something, man, they go all in on it. And I think the cast fell in love with this project, and that's the biggest thing. That's ultimately what, you know, me and T, we all talked about at the very beginning. Like, we wanted a cast that was going to love this project and want to promote the project.
Right.
So it's a lot of people that be in projects, and they just in it. You know what I mean? They don't love it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that not only does this cast love the project, they love acting. And I think when you love something so much and you love the element of it, you know, when you get involved with a great project, you're going to put your best foot forward all the way through.
Right.
You know, so I think that in all the whole cast, man, I'm coming from the day we left the table read, and we started promoting. I'm talking about the next day we started promoting. We had no pictures at all.
and we was already up to like 500 on the fan page. You know what I mean? And it was because of the effort behind every actor in the project.
Right.
Yep. But I mean, honestly, you know, me, I believe that, you know, presentation, everything. I strongly believe in that. You know, I believe that, you know, if I was to pass you a piece of dog crap, you wouldn't take it. But if I gift wrap it, you know, and pass it to you, you got that much more chance of grabbing it. When I'm sitting and I'm looking at the presentation behind, you know, it just grabs. You know, like I said in the earlier segment, y'all got play train guards. Listeners, y'all are not listening to me. I said that the Atlanta Spartans have doggone train guards. Okay? I need to hear who was the genius behind that, because I won't lie. The minute I saw it, I said, oh, yeah, this is serious. I mean, I already had dealt with everybody within, you know, and all of this stuff here. You know, and it's like, oh, yeah, man, this is going down. This is going down. But when I looked and I saw the doggone trading card, I said, man, hold on, wait a minute now. I didn't get to really play football. Is this going to be a real football team, a real franchise, these guys for the play? Vince McMahon has started a new football team to call them the doggone Spartans, man. Tell me. Okay. I need to know, who was the mastermind behind that one?
Tavares, go ahead and say it, man.
It was a part of the plan. It was a part of the plan. You know what I mean? We had a plan in order, you know, when we first started. So, and the trading cards, they were my idea, but I definitely have to shout out David Alexander because he, you know, his excitement, he took on designing those cards. He designed those cards. So it's just like the cast is just so involved in the whole thing, man. It's just kind of crazy. And I'm always saying, if you don't believe in your own product or you're not excited about it, why should everybody else be? That's what I believe in, and that's where it's coming from. That's where that word of mouth is, because we're excited. So if we're excited, everybody else is going to get excited. I mean, you know, it's like, what are they talking about? Let me get a part of that. What's going on with that? So it's just, we live in it, man. We live in it. So, I mean, the trading cards were definitely a part of a bigger plan, man.
Yeah, and I mean, it's that. But, man, hey, I need y'all to listen. Everybody listen. Do y'all see how he sidestepped that one again? Can't y'all tell this cat supposed to be a quarterback? Can't you tell he's supposed to be a quarterback? This cat, man, yeah. Like, hey, man, it was my idea, but you know, hey, but they ain't laid on. Man, I ain't trying to put you on blast, T, man. I can't lie. Like I said, man, that is the thing I appreciate about you. That brother lift his team, and that's what a good leader is supposed to do, man. So that's the thing that I appreciate about the brother, man. He lifts his team, man. It's like, hey, don't look at me, man. Look at him. Don't look at me. Look at her. Don't look at me. Look at them, man. And, I mean, you will hear me say it so much about the brother, man. I mean, this is just him. I mean, just talking. I have my impression of him when I'm talking about him, man. He can't, like look to the side, man, and shake his head. No, folks, he was not, man. And, I mean, I can't say it enough, man. The brother is positive, man. And, I mean, that is a good leader, man. We got a 770-875. Who we got on the line?
Uh-oh,
we're gonna call another one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have me online.
Oh, we were just about to eavesdrop on you. What's going on?
I'm sorry. I have the mute button and I. Hi, you guys. How y'all doing?
Doing
great. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Waddell, hey, you know who I am.
Yeah, you know who she is. Don't try to play it off, bro.
Right. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you guys? I haven't met any one of y'all, but other than Waddell, which y'all will meet me on Saturday. So I'm just chiming in and saying hello and showing you guys some love.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, how you doing? Hey, I heard her first, man. Don't y'all do that. Don't play a hate. How you doing?
Okay, wait a minute. Who is this one saying that?
This one, T.A. They call me Cody Rhodes.
Hey, thanks for the support, okay? You stay right there.
No problem. You guys have a good night. I'll see y'all Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Queen, you see they trying to get some hot grits stolen on me. They know my wife's listening. Got me all on the radio. With that young lady called her boy the house so good like that.
You don't want the Al Green to happen.
Hey, I want
them
grits on me. They hot.
Oh. You're
going to
be
there. Hey, we got another caller, y'all. We got a 404-735. Who we got on the line?
This is the one and the only Katrice. What's going on, baby?
Look at you, girl, sounding like that. What you doing?
Oh, you know, taking it home. You know me.
Hey.
You
better stop it now.
How y'all doing?
It's after 9 o'clock. You know how I act at that time.
I'm sorry, it's 9:27. The kids need to be in the bed. We need to go and get it on.
Hey, man, y'all, we said to end this show, y'all. I got one. Here we go. Hey, Katrice, what's going on now?
It's nothing. I'm just coming home from the JRB. I wanted to make sure I give my love. I can't wait to see y'all on Saturday.
Hey, we can't wait to see y'all.
We can't wait to see you. Thank you.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Hey, you see that? They heard that voice, man. Everybody in the pipe up. Ooh, I can't wait to see you, too. I saw it first. Hey, Will. Tell these people, man, what they can expect out of the group, man, when they come to the event on Saturday. And that's that red carpet event, y'all. Tell them what they can expect, man.
Who you want to answer that one?
Hey, Chris, what do you vote? Let's give it to Chris, man. Chris been all shy, like he wasn't on the football field running around acting crazy and talking all night. Don't get on here and get shy,
right,
bro.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So you want to know what to expect on Saturday. Let's see here. Well, Saturday we're going to be signing autographs. That's going to be fun. Saturday's going to be a fun night. Meet and greet. If you're an actor, model, actress, come on out, bring your headshot resume. You know, you might just get a little part in the fourth quarter. Saturday is going to be a blast. It's just going to be down to earth. We're going to talk. We're going to meet. We're going to, you know, introduce ourselves and just enjoy being together and enjoy each other's time.
Right. And that's it. Now, speaking of that event, y'all hold your horses. I'm coming back, and I need to talk about that event. Let me go and pay the bills real quick. Let me see if T can shake this one off. Here you go. Here you go, T.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Sometimes it's hard to say what I really feel. You know, like I want to love you. But it's safe to be guarded. I don't know. Maybe it's not meant to be. You know? Hey. The lights out. And the candles lit. I want to set the mood, but her mood set. It's me against the world, so this is it. I start to visualize what love is like without her here. So I hold back. I'm such a G. My guard's up. Pride's overtaking me. I whisper three words, then I'm in the wind. I wish I never told you. I wish I never told you. Yeah. it in your eyes, nothing but regret. What's done is done, and I apologize. I just wish I hadn't said the things that made you cry. But I'm all alone, and you ain't on the phone. All I see is me in an empty home, when it should be you perched on your throne. 'Cause you're a queen and I'm the reason why this love's gone.
I wish I never told you how much you mean to me. Should I lay back and catch the keys? I wish I never told you. Never on to the next one. Ain't no time for apologies. You were messing around, I found it every time. Did held back from my pride, 'cause what it could have been.
The water and I'm the sand. We holding hands, I try to understand. But her eyes set on another man. And if this is the case, I'm just the other friend. I wish I never told you what it was. 'Cause what it is, it's not, I'm not him. So you can have the love and the sad song. I'm gone, home to the
I
next
wish I
one
never told. How much you mean to me? Should I lay back and catch the cheese? I wish I never told you. Never on to the next one. Ain't no time for apologies. You were messing around, I found it evident. Just held back from my pride, 'cause what it could have been. I wish I never told.
Funny how things change. A young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first, depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for show. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully, you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me.
This is your girl, Lene Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt, man. It is a Wednesday night. We call this Grit Grind Wednesday. Man, y'all listening to the Chairman and the Queen, Lawless Radio, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in later on tonight. Lawless Radio After Dark, man. BMO Slim, Lawless Radio After Dark is sending up, man. Catch your girl, Mel Lawless, man. End of that week, that Saturday, man, on Lawless Radio After Dark, man. But tomorrow, the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, man, you got your man, Buck, man. Thursdays, man, sending it up like only Buck can do, man. Bucking off, man. Ending that week or beginning that week, whichever one y'all prefer, man, you got Dr. Buckhalter, man. That is that Sunday, man. So y'all make sure y'all tune in, man. My people out there got that music y'all trying to get in rotation. Y'all know how to do it. Go to www.lawlessradio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab, man. I've been saying it for 5 years, man. If y'all don't be listening, man, don't send me any links. I'm not downloading your music, man. I'm not trying to get my computer HIV positive, chlamydia, none of that stuff there, man. Y'all send me your music. MP3 format, preferably, man. We give it to once over, twice over, thrice over, and all that good stuff, man. Get you in rotation on the hottest thing on internet radio, man. Hey, reminding y'all, Saturday, man, this coming Saturday, the 14th, 8 p.m., man, y'all want to meet the cast of Fourth Quarter? Y'all want to meet the players on Lawless Radio? Man, I'm telling y'all where to meet. This is where you're going to get them all under the one roof at one time, man. All you have to do, man, go on Facebook, man, RSVP, man. I want to kick it with y'all, man. I want y'all to kick it with me at the same time, man. Y'all come out, man, rub elbows, take pictures, get autographs, man. Find out what all the fuss is about, man. Find out why people are so excited, man. Find out why people's strong arms support this product, man. That is at the red carpet event, man. That is this Saturday, man. That will be at the 480 Studios, 4401 Commerce Circle, Atlanta, GA, 30336, man. 8 p.m., man. Y'all make sure y'all come on out, man. Do the meet and greet. My potential actors and actresses, people out there trying to do their thing, man, bring your resume. Bring your headshots. Y'all hearing a production company saying, come out and kick it with us. We already got our thing going. We got the movies. We got TV shows. But we want to help put y'all on, man. When people are offering these opportunities, they ain't going to keep knocking on your door. They saying, come on out, bring this, man. We got future projects, man. We want to include y'all. Y'all may even be in on the Fourth Quarter, so bring them out, man. $20 the admission, man. This includes your admission into and two drinks.
You got VIP for $25. That's your admission. Two drinks plus food. They don't feed you. And hit them up to find out about the Platinum VIP packages, man. Y'all RSVP at 480 Studios Event. And that's at Gmail, man. Again, man, y'all can go on our Facebook page, man. We got the info there. We also have the fan page, man. Y'all can go over, man. Check out the pictures, man. Check out the trading cards, man. Meet the players, man. Again, man, it's all about that support, man. We thank y'all for 80. Thank y'all, man. Hey, I'm back here with you guys. T, I have got to ask, what was the plan in inviting you know, people to come out? You know what I mean? Again, it's an established show. You already got your players, your playettes, and all of that good stuff going. You know, I mean, just the generosity in it. You know, what was the plan behind, you know, inviting, you know, the people to come on out, man, and you know, get themselves involved in it?
Well, I mean, I think we just wanted to do something different, you know. We wasn't trying to go into hibernation and shoot and then come out and try to just do a red carpet and forget about it. We want to jump it off before we even really get into shooting. We want to meet the people because there's a lot of support out there. We're getting a lot of positive feedback, a lot of people wanting to know about the project. So it only makes sense to kind of open the doors up like, okay, you know, everybody wants to know. Everybody's asking, come on out, meet us. You know, let's have a good time. Let's vibe and just kind of go from there, man. Like, we trying to do things the exact opposite of what everybody else is doing in the city. Like, we're trying to set our project apart and just kind of, you know, do something different. And it was just an opportunity to meet the people, man, to meet the people that are supporting this project, to meet new actors, because it's going to be a lot of opportunities in this series, you know, as far as other characters and things like that. So it was just, you know, let's do something for the people, and then above all, to showcase this great cast. Like, the work that they put in have gotten us to this point. So, you know, it only made sense to do it like this and really to showcase them. And I can't even really express what y'all are going to see when you walk through those doors. It's some things going on that I didn't even could fathom. Like, we've gone above and beyond. And I got to shout out Marlo, Rod, the whole squad, everybody, Nas, Melinda, Wardell. We put in some work, so the things that you're going to see at this red carpet event is going to be next level. It's going to be real next level.
Yeah. Hey, I am looking so forward to it. Hey, now let me go around the room, man, and get your characters, man. T, we'll start off with you, man. Introduce yourself, man, and tell us about your character.
My name is Tavar Wilson. Oh, I'm sorry. What are you want to go ahead? Okay,
I'll go first.
Get on out the way.
Go ahead, man.
Go.
Hey, you want me to go first, TF?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. Jump
hey,
off, man.
Go ahead. Go first, man. Go first, bro.
All right, man. This is Ward Erickson. I play Lance Zeus Stevens, the husband of Destiny Stevens, the father of Cheyenne Stevens. Basically, my story is, you know, I am the team captain, and I have a story of me and my wife. We've been divorced now. I mean, not divorced, but separated for a couple years, and I'm wanting my family back or whatever, but I still got some issues going on in the background that my wife don't know about. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give away too much of the story. I just want y'all to see it.
I'm just going to tell you, I bet she knows now if she's listening. Yeah, you done messed up, bro. Oh, yeah, Mr. Big Mouth. Yeah, Mr. Big Mouth, you done messed up, bro. Hey, Chris, tell us about your character, man. Introduce yourself, man.
We on me now? Okay. I'm Christian Bayless. I go by Christian Janzo. My character is Riley Gibson. I went to the University of Wisconsin, was a Butkus Award winner. I'm a big mama's boy, a very big mama's boy. But I'm the rookie linebacker. I'm here to take Lance or Wardell's spot because he's getting old and rusty on the field. So,
oh
man. You want to go in on me like that, bro? I'm right here on the phone. You do know that, right?
I'm expecting to punch Saturday. Don't worry. I'm Ronnie Gibson. My number is 56. I'm the linebacker. I'm a big mama's boy. I like to call my mom. I'm a good old Southern boy as well. And I'm a little intimidated by everything because this is a new playing field for me, but I'm excited to be there.
Great. Right. And it is real. Hey, T, go ahead. Tell us about yourself.
All right, man. My name is Tavares Wilson. I play Dallas Hughes in the fourth quarter. I'm the quarterback for the Atlanta Spartans. I was recently traded to the Atlanta Spartans, so this is my first season with them. My first opportunity to be the franchise quarterback for a team, and you know, he's kind of coming to the city. He's new. He's trying to fit in. So I'm pretty sure with the newfound fame that he's starting to receive, he might get the big head and, you know, those types of things. But it's a really interesting character, and I'm looking forward to playing him.
And I mean, all of the characters, honestly, are very interesting. And, I mean, just and being an insider and, you know, just reading the script, I mean, the script in itself is, I mean, it's like, and I mean, you know, I hope it's not, you know, an insult or anything, but it's like a book with a multitude of chapters. You know, each character, you know, is like a different chapter within it, you know, and when you read in the script, you know, these different characters go in different directions, even though the spider web brings them all back to the center, and the center being, you know, this football team. And was that a design, or am I just seeing it that way?
No, that was definitely a design. You know, I mean, I'm a fan of TV, but when I watch TV, I want to see something where I don't really gravitate to the shows where they focus on one person or two people. You know, I want to see an ensemble type of cast, and that's just the way I wanted to be able to write it and to display it, where you got all these bunch of different characters and all these personalities and how they mesh, you know, within this football family and, you know, definitely, you know, get deep involved in their lives. Because that's what's going to make the meat of the story. It's not about the football. It's not just about the money and all that type of stuff. It's about these characters and their lives and how they fit into this world. So, I mean, it's a lot, man. Like, you know, I don't want anybody to think that the beautiful women that we have on this cast and the characters, that they're not just as much involved as the guys are, because they're very intricate to the storylines. You know, so it's going to be a great thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something. Now, you know what? You got to ask, because, I mean, we all three of you guys are on the team. How many of the players, you know, have actually got out there on the field? You know, how many experienced players do we have on this cast?
I'm definitely experienced.
You know what, man? I think every player on the team have experienced itself a one.
and you know what? What's crazy is this was a trivia question on our fan page. So, you know, if you want to go ahead and answer that trivia question, you know, you go ahead and answer that out.
I have never played a lick of football.
Hold on.
And
wait,
I'm
rewind,
the biggest.
Rewind. That's what I was just about to say. Bro, you blocked out the light during the game, man. You telling me you were playing?
I have never played a lick of football. It's so funny, man, because when we was in the room putting on our uniforms, I'm looking at them putting on their uniforms, and I'm sitting there trying to figure out how the hell they get this stuff on. I couldn't get it off. I couldn't put it on. I'm like, man, how in the world?
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see that one coming. when y'all meet him, man. I mean, you see that Lance. You look at Lance like, no, bro, you are staff. I mean, he's there. You know, this is a big. This
This is a big guy, man. I mean, you ain't been knocking nobody around just for fun. Well, you had your fun Sunday, man. You got plenty more fun to come. Don't worry about it.
Hey, man, I was like, man, I missed out on this.
I just bet you did, because you look like you was having fun out there.
Man, I feel sorry for the dude I had to tackle, man. I had to tackle him a few times.
Oh,
I busted my guy's lip.
Right. Hey, that's what I was just about to say, man. We had somebody out there that had a little bit too much fun. I ain't going to mention no names, y'all. But we had somebody, you got to get hazard pay just to be on the other side from him.
Yeah. Hey, Christian was knocking his head off, man.
Right.
And I kept too far back.
You knocked the man helmet off, man. Skip all of that. You knocked the man helmet off, man. I thought his head was still in. I was about to leave. I ain't trying to be. Y'all know I'm on parole. I can't be on. Can't be out there witnessing no murders. I still got to take this.
It was cold. I just wanted to get that over with, so I was just going full throttle.
and you did just that, bro. You did just. Don't let nobody tell you different. Because I fell for my man. I almost went over there and pat him up, man. You know how your mom used to do you. I wasn't going to kiss his boo-boo, though. That wasn't about to happen. He had to kiss his own boo-boo. But I was going to pat him up. There. You tell that mean boy to stop hitting you like that. Hey, man, y'all, we coming to the end of the show, man. I'm going to go around, man. Y'all tell them how to support y'all, man. Let's start. Hey, Christian, we already got you talking, man. Let's start with you, man. Tell them how they can support you, man.
Oh, okay. You guys, don't just support me. Support everyone on this cast. Support the show. Fourthquarter.tv. Search us on Facebook, The Fourth Quarter. Come out Saturday. Just search The Fourth Quarter Red Carpet Event. If you guys want to find me, just type in Christian James on your Facebook search bar. I would tell you my website, but it's long. If you guys can remember it, it's christianbayless.wix.com/Christian James. It's a mouthful. I know. I'm trying to get a domain. Don't worry. I know, guys. But, hey, no, don't just support me. Support everyone on this cast, Wardell, Tavares, Len, Blue, Will, David, everyone on this cast, you know, give them your love and support. It's a team effort, and, you know, I want them to get all the love. I'm content. But, yeah, if you guys want Christian James, and then go to the Fourth Quarter page, thefourthquarter.tv, and just show us all some love.
Hey, there you go. Let's go to you, Wardell, man. Tell them how to support you, bro.
You can look up my name, Wardell Richardson, on Facebook. My fan page and my regular page come up. You can put me on Instagram, just put my name in, Wardell Richardson. You'll find me there. And on Twitter, if you look up The Real Wardell, you'll find me on there. And I don't know if y'all do not know about the Fourth Quarter by now. I got people telling me they can't get on Facebook and see the news feed without seeing something about Fourth Quarter.
And it's the truth.
This event going to be the baddest thing ever. You know, everybody need to come out there. It's for the grown and the sexy. And people can ask me, what the word? Just look sexy. Whatever sexy is to you,
right. Right. There you go.
And come out there and support us. You know what I mean? And we look forward to seeing everybody, greeting everybody, taking pictures. You know, whatever y'all want to do that's legal. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. You know, I had to say that, bro. Let's do it. Let's have some fun, man, and just enjoy ourselves, man. That's what's up.
Hey, y'all, we got one more caller before I get to you, T, man. We got one more caller, man. It's 44447 calling in. Who we got on the line?
This is Tanya, Lady T. Wilson. I just want to give a shout-out to all the fellas. Great job, Nazir, and all of them. Just great job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very much appreciated.
Thank you.
There you go. There you go, man. Hey, that's what it's all about, man. It's about that support, man. Hey, T, man, tell them how they can support you, man. And you can't duck out of this one. Nah, folks, just go in and support the sellers, man. Tell them how they can support you, T.
You can keep up with the squad at 480films.com. You can get at me on all the social sites at I am T Wilson. Just plug that in. You should be able to get to me. And that's pretty much it. But definitely hit the site, 480films.com. We got some big things coming. Shout out to my squad. They don't get a chance to do this type of stuff, so I got to always shout them out. Rod and Marlo for working so hard. David, either whole squad just doing their thing, man, behind the scenes. And they afford me this opportunity to be up front and speaking for the team. And thank you, as always, to Lawless, the queen and the chairman. Thank you for having us on. You guys did a great job. And shout out to the ladies of the fourth quarter.
Hey, man. No, hey, man, y'all still got calls coming in, man. I'm going to get this last caller. Let me see. We got a 44503. Who we got calling in? Hola. I even tried to go bilingual. Don't worry about it. They was just calling. They wanted to hear my sexy voice. Like he was saying, whatever it is sexy to you, that was my voice at that moment. Hey, Queen, give us some shout-outs, baby. What y'all do with the Queen? They done got the Queen up out of here. Man, Hey, the Lions done got locked up. The Queen probably couldn't get back in, man. I cannot lie, y'all. This is a very, very, very fun show, man. I enjoyed it, man. I appreciate y'all coming on. And like I said, for my listeners, man, if y'all haven't done so yet, man, y'all go RSVP, man. Come on out and meet the cast, man. I mean, you got a chance to check out the ladies. You seen they were down to earth. You know, high energetic, you know, fun group of ladies, man. You got a chance to meet the guys and see the same thing, which means that you will be in the room with a bunch of positive people, man, a bunch of fun people, man, you know, a bunch of creative people, man. So if that is not just enough, man, y'all going to be around some people that y'all going to want to say, remember that day I was with them. So y'all come on out, even if it's to have them pictures in y'all phone, say, remember when. Y'all come on out, man. Be a part of it, man. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all out there. I told y'all I'm paying somebody's way in. Make sure y'all follow us. Lawless at Lawless Radio. Follow at the Chairman TL. I am going to just pick somebody. Somebody's going to get in on the Chairman's buck, and I don't want nobody walking up saying, you said you're going to pay everybody way in. Don't be lying on the Chairman like that. He ain't said all of that. He said somebody, man. So I'm gonna get somebody. Who's? Oh, that's the Queen. Hold on, that's the Queen. Said she. Queen, where you at? The Queen said I'm on the line. Oh, there you go, Queen.
I'm right here. Hey.
Here you go, y'all.
Hey, y'all. We just had a power outage. Over here for a second.
Don't be playing with the power outage. You better get your back.
No,
I ain't gonna say bad.
You
can't be saying bad to the ladies. So I ain't gonna say that.
I know it's pitch black.
Queen, that didn't sound right. I said get your batteries, and you said you was here gritting and grinding. Don't worry about it.
You best believe I'm gonna be gritting and grinding, honey. Rest in peace, definitely, to Nelson Mandela. You know,
absolutely.
A man, a martyr, a leader. You know, definitely he'll be missed. Shout out on another note. Shout out to the person that keeps reporting me on Facebook. And I can say this on Lawless because they say it on TV. Nene Lee say it on time. My dick in the window pic. The window. I put it back up a minute ago, and then someone reported within a matter of 30 seconds. I'm like, you know, I'm going to find that snitch. If you're listening, I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you on a block. Don't mess with the queen. She's very mean. But
at
the end of the day, I'm mean, but I'm also an artist. I'm a singer-songwriter. Y'all don't know that. The cast of the fourth quarter, I'm M.E. the Queen, and if you want to listen to my music, can go to my Reverb page, .com/ME, that's E-M-E-E. Also, you can go to my SoundCloud page, which is E-M-E-Q-O-A-P, M-E-Q-O-A-P. Also, if you want to tweet me, you can tweet me at Queen of Afropop. And if you want to become my fan or supporter, as I like to call it, you can fan me at Facebook.com/ME Queen of Afropop. And if you want to see me before Saturday and know what I look like and put a name to a face and a face to a voice and a voice to a laugh, hey,
you can reach me on Instagram,
the most pointless thing in the world, EM_E_ Queen of Afro Pop. Let me just let you know, it is Grit Grind Wednesday every Wednesday, and it's lawless, baby.
That's what it is, man. Hey, I got to thank y'all for tuning in, man. Catch us back here next week, man. But definitely catch me Saturday night, man. Come on, shake the chairman's hand, man. Take some pictures, man. Kick it with the cast, man. 480 will definitely be in the house. Matter of fact, we will be in 480's house. So y'all make sure y'all come on out, man. Support, show the love, man. Got to send a shout-out to my people out there working airlines. Y'all keep them planes in the sky safely, racely the snow. Y'all make sure the planes go and you do it all so well. Nobody else says thank you. If nobody else says they appreciate you, trust and know the chairman does. Got to remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we've been granted the broadcasting rights to be a part of this show and every other show. Keep it locked right here, baby. And shoot your music in. That is www.lawlessradio.com, man. Submit it, y'all. Support your local cover. Catch y'all back here next week, man. Doing that, man. Thank y'all for 80. Thank y'all to the cast of the fourth quarter. Y'all remember this will not be the last time y'all hear them on the show. Gonna have them back here, man, to find out what was the highlights from this red carpet event, man. I'm gonna catch y'all next week, man. All love, y'all.
Just fine. rap singer, chain blinging, fake jewels and a charm. Heard a little bit of 50 Cent, now we think it's style cool to be on. Cool to be all straight face, no smile, looking hard. Never sold, but he talked that for the street cred buzz. Word up advice before you choose to go that route there. You're swimming in an aquarium full of sharks here with no fear. It's more than music, it's the culture. We live and we breathe and we grow here. Besides the fact that the industry temperature's cold here. I'm from a city where you gotta keep on that snow gear. Trying to go somewhere, there's always some haters that's giving you frozen glares. Present to you, MVS M2. The renovation, I'll let the people decide the truth. Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. No looking back while I wave goodbye. By the end of the day, they don't see us shine. We don't need your sympathy, homie, we gon' be just fine.
Frozen Terminal 5 have endured a second day of serious destruction and faced further chaos this week.
4 million buildings in Tokyo, more than 4 million sites around the country.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands